and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today as we're going through a few texts and emails. People need to call in and check their ballots. I had to call the registrar's office because I wasn't being shown as registered, and I voted 2 weeks ago. Talked to a very nice lady named Kelly. She was very nice, and went and found the book from where I voted and got it all squared away. I was being shown as inactive. Then she took care of my wife's votes as well. So people need to check this out. You need to call and ask. You need to double check. Because if you don't double check, they're not going to go through and double check it for you. Mike, thank you so much. And that was from Washoe County. So, you know, there are issues here in Washoe County. And just to reiterate this, this is from one of the watchers. I left the Washoe County Registrar of Voters at 1:45 a.m. They were sending people home starting at 3 p.m. Remember, this was when they were going to stop the count. Well, at some point, Biden was ahead. And then decided to stop the count. You don't stop the count. You keep counting until every single vote that is legitimate is counted. They were sending people home starting at 3 p.m. Due to our protest and observing ballot counting, they made the decision to call people back and keep as many people as late as possible to count the ballots they had. I observed from 4 p.m. until 1:45 a.m. They processed 9,000 ballots that they would have otherwise left until tomorrow, now today. And it would have been that much longer to make people wait for election results. Thanks to everybody that showed up to protest yesterday. It paid off. We have to keep on it. Please volunteer to observe ballot counting. It lets them know that we are watching and making sure it's fair. And it makes them stay late and get the ballots processed. As I said in the last segment, Democrats are always the first ones to sign up, the first ones to be there on these counts, and the last ones to go home. Republicans have fallen into a place of complacency. They're not putting in the work. And I'll take responsibility for that as well. You know, I had a couple of things come up. I was scheduled to poll watch for 4 nights. And I only made it 2. Because life happens. But when it comes to an election, we need to start putting those other things aside and doing what is necessary to make sure that these elections aren't stolen. Because I finally decided to poll watch because I have no confidence in our elections anymore. They're manipulated. We have people on tape saying we have Democrat operatives coming forward. And don't get me wrong, I know in some places there are GOP people that, you know, do some shenanigans, but not to the level of Democrats. And we have seen this for hundreds of years, and I'm not exaggerating. The dead have been voting for hundreds of years. They figure out how to cheat. They perfect it. They stick with it because nobody challenges them. We need a form of 100% accurate voter ID. Not only do we need the voter ID, but we also need, we need the ink. We need the ink stamp like they do in other countries, that when you go vote, you get a little ink stamp on your finger that don't come off for about a week. And then guess what? That doesn't let you vote again. You do it in person. We have made too many accommodations for people. We have made it too easy to steal votes. Even though AOC is out there saying that, you know, it's so hard to vote. No, it's not. It's not hard to vote. But it's getting harder for them to cheat. And this time around, it's all being uncovered. Frederick is joining us right now at 884-9910, our talk and text line. Frederick, thank you so much for calling into the program today. And I know exactly who this is, and I just read your letter.
Hey, Monica, how's it going?
It's going, it's, you know, it's hanging in there. Did you get any sleep after leaving the ballot count?
No, very little, and was up early this morning. So, you know, I want people to know, let's all stay positive. Let's say our prayers, and know we all have to be working together on this. So let me give you a little rundown of what happened yesterday. We had a little prayer and protest at 3 p.m. in front of the registrar voter's office, and they had actually already started sending people home for the day. And my understanding is because of our protest, and then I volunteered to go be a ballot counting observer, they called people back and counted all the votes that they had, which they had about 9,000 ballots, mail-in ballots, that they had to count. Otherwise, they were going to go home last night by 5 p.m., is my understanding. So people getting out and showing their concern about this election is important. And because of our protest, they kept their employees there. We were there till 1:45 a.m., observing all the ballots getting opened and run through the scanners and all that kind of stuff. So I really encourage people, please go down to the registrar of voters, stand out there with your American flag, talk to other people. I plan to get back down there as soon as I can myself. Any slots available for observers, please go and volunteer and be an observer. You know, definitely it would be better if it's people that have had some experience observing, but if there's no one else on there to observe and you're the only one there, go sign up and observe. You can simply walk into the registrar voter's office, let them know that you'd like to be an observer. They have a sign-up sheet, and, you know, there's three spots per shift, a Republican, a Democrat, and a nonpartisan. So we have one gentleman who's typically taking the nonpartisan slot, and so if there's a GOP slot open, please go take it and go observe. Again, it'd be better if we have people that have some experience doing this to be there. You know,
let me ask you, Frederick, did you see any inaccuracies last night while you were there?
So we saw one ballot that was from the primary. Somebody sent their primary ballot in and not the general election mail-in ballot. You know, what they have is, as they scan the ballots in, if the computer has any problem reading it, it kicks it over to poll workers or registrar voter workers who sit in a team of two to look at that ballot on a computer screen and decipher how that ballot was. There was several of those, maybe on the order of tens, maybe even over 100, that they had to do that to. And again, just showing our presence is really important. That's why they ended up keeping people there last night. Otherwise, they were going to leave those ballots for today. We would have less information today if they had done that.
Yeah, and that's just not right. So, Frederick, I have to thank
Monica,
you so
much. If I could make a couple of recommendations to folks, my understanding is that the mail-in ballots that were not submitted by mail, they still have till end of the day tomorrow to submit mail-in ballots that were not submitted by mail, meaning hand-delivered to one of these ballot boxes, okay? So if anybody out there didn't go vote and still has their mail-in ballot in hand, you can still submit it by tomorrow. Right, please go do that. The other thing is people have to watch. You can go to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters website and look up. It's called Ballot Tracks, and you can look up to make sure that your ballot has been processed. If there's any question about your ballot having been processed, you should check with the Registrar of Voters. During the primary, there was 12,000 some ballots that had some signature issues. They were only able to resolve about 6,000 of those. So we want to make sure that if there's any signatures being contested, that people find out about it and get it corrected so that we don't have 6,000.
Frederick, are they contacting people that have these issues, or do people have to find it out on their own and contact the registrar's office?
So it depends on what each voter has provided, whether they've provided an email address and or a phone number, any contact information like that. If you haven't, then it's going to be hard for them to contact a person and let them know that their signature is being contested. So I recommend people look this up themselves and contact the Registrar of Voters if it does not show that their ballot has been processed.
All right. Frederick, thank you so much for all of the great information today, and thank you even more for all of the time that you are taking to watch the ballot count and being there for us here in Northern Nevada, because Frederick is also the gentleman who's been putting together all of the Trump caravans and things like that. So we appreciate everything that you've been doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you, Monica.
You are so welcome. I do so little. I just give you the voice. And Tim, no, I did not see this. Thank you so much for sending me this. Just so you know who is behind all of this voter chaos, this farce that we're going through. Because remember, this call out was not just Nevada. This was for the majority of states out there, you know, that governors got together and that they did this. Just so you know, Mark Elias, he is the Democrat lawyer behind many of these voting changes that are causing the havoc in this presidential election. Now, Mr. Elias is also responsible for the hiring of Fusion GPS to compile the Russia dossier to dig up dirt on Donald Trump in the 2016 race. Elias works for the group called Perkins Coal Law Firm out of Washington, D.C., and once represented, of course, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in 2017. The Washington Post identified him and Perkins Coal as having hired the Fusion GPS opposition research firm on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. You know, Fusion GPS, that whole fake Russian dossier thing that was proven to be fake, that Hillary Clinton knew all about this, and so did Obama. And so did Biden. Yeah. All working together behind the scenes to take this country down and to make your vote basically worthless. If you would like to find out more about this and who this gentleman is, all you have to do is log on to Breitbart.com, one of the few legitimate news sources left out there. Breitbart.com, when you want some great information there. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad that you're with me today and every day, actually, 10 to noon, every weekday. And if you miss any part of the show, whether you're streaming or you're checking it out live, well, you can always check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com, where you can also find today's poll question. Yes, our poll question today. And that is, well, you know, there's a judge that actually ruled in favor of the people of California and told Governor Newsom, no more of these unconstitutional mandates that you're doing. And they put a permanent restraint on it. So should we find a judge here in Nevada to do the same thing for us? Seems to be what Democrat-controlled states have to do. We, the people, have to protect ourselves. 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and appreciate every second of it. John, Monica, no stress here, but annoyed with the news and the shows that seem to come in line with the liberal falsehood. Falsehoods, actually, COVID scares, talking points, and what seem like bent knees by even so-called conservative and libertarian hosts falling in line with the mainstream media talking points with the election results, many of them avoiding the evidence of blatant attempts of cheating. John, you're absolutely 100% correct. That's what they do. That's how they make their money. They're not going to throw anything against it. I find this very interesting, though, that a former postal worker is sending me information that, you know, this state is ripe for voter fraud. It's a transient state. People come and go. And that's what they were counting on. That's what they were counting on. OMG, Monica, I went on to the Nevada Secretary of State site, and sure enough, my last vote was not registered. I'm pissed. Frankie, go for it. Let them know you're pissed. Another quick text here. So I called Douglas County Voting, and the woman told me to go to the votedouglas.com site. I found my husband and myself are the votes, but strangely, in the section where it says voted, there's an N for both of us. I'm assuming that means no, which I'm confused. So I called the Douglas County Republican Central Committee to find out if they knew anything about it. And that's where I stand. Keep searching. Keep looking. Double check your votes. If you're in Washoe County, well, they want you using ballot tracks. It's really easy to get into. You don't have to give a bunch of too personal information, but it's a way for you to be secure. And if it shows that your vote was not registered, find out why. After listening to your show yesterday, my husband and I checked our vote record in Carson City, and surprise, surprise, our votes have not yet been recorded. Also, a mail-in ballot was sent to our address for one of our children who moved out of state 4 years ago and is registered in another state. We still have it. Me thinks something rotten in the state of Nevada. We remain optimistic. Stay optimistic, Marie, because the truth is coming out. You can't hide the truth. It always comes to light. And I urge you to hang on to that ballot and get it to the Election Integrity Project for Nevada. EIPNV.com. If you received any extra ballots, if you received any ballots for somebody who's passed away, somebody who previously lived at your location, please, please get them to the Election Integrity Project. Just wrapping it up once again, as a retired postal worker, I can tell you mail-in balloting was designed for fraud. Why not push this in the most transient state in the country? Ask the mailman how many, I'm not quite sure what these are, but MLNAs and FOEs they got in the course of a year. That is the voting base of the Democrats. Those are the ballots that mysteriously appeared for Biden. You're right. That's why there's lawsuits. That's why we have to sue. And that's why Matt Schlapp will be joining us in just a few moments, right after Fox News, to talk about the lawsuits and the stolen ballots, the actual stolen votes here in Nevada. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show, your voice. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Still dissecting the 2020 election as we move forward. And that's what we have to do. We have to move forward. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. A judge has ruled California governor overstepped his authority with COVID orders and issued a permanent injunction restraining Newsom from further issuing of unconstitutional orders. Should Nevada find a judge to issue the same order here against Governor Sisolak? Yes or no? Yesterday's poll: how do you feel now that the election is over? But is it really over? 66% of those participating in the poll said more stressed. 11% said less stressed. 23% said pretty much the same with everything that is going on. I urge you, contact your registrar's office in your county, because we cover multiple counties. They're all different. Douglas County is saying that Douglas County will not show up online until after November 12th. So for you to verify your ballot, you need to call them in Douglas County. This is the thing. Every county is different. They all have different things in place. That's a problem too. But just, I urge you to verify your vote, because, well, we're going to have to take it to the courts. And that's exactly what we're doing. And joining me right now, I am so glad to have him back on the show again. We had a great chat last year, and it's even more important now. Joining us is Matt Schlapp, who is the chairman of the American Conservative Union and also a strategist for the Trump campaign, and just a great advisor. Matt, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be on with you again.
You had a press conference earlier in the day down in Las Vegas with Adam Laxalt, our former attorney general. Where are we going with lawsuits?
Well, they're in the process of filing a lawsuit today, raising several problems, including the fact that we have the names of specific people who live in the state of Nevada who were simply unable to vote or whose ballot was not counted. And that's important because normally in a democracy, when there's freedom, there's transparency to the election process. Unfortunately, in Clark County, we are completely locked out of seeing anything that's going on with these ballots. We're not close enough to be able to observe the counting. We can't verify any of the signature checks. If we can get a judge to simply say, we're going to have a free and fair election where both sides can see what's going on, my guess is we're going to find thousands and thousands of fraudulent ballots on nothing else, on the fact that we're not even checking signatures.
Well, explain who Jill Stokey is and what happened to her.
My understanding is she went to go vote in person after getting a mail ballot, and she was denied voting. And that, where you know you're supposed to be allowed to walk in to any polling place up until election day and vote. So what that tells you is that the system, which they and the rules that they actually changed in the state of Nevada 90 days ahead of time, didn't seem to work for a whole bunch of Trump supporters.
Is it going to make a difference in the court system, in the lawsuit, that the Democrats and the governor push this through without the knowledge of the Secretary of State, whose job it is to handle all of the elections?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. It's hard to know which socialist is talking to which socialist sometimes. I will say this. I don't think the voters of Nevada have been very well served by anybody in this process. I think that, mm-hmm. once again, I was on the recount in Florida. There was a set of rules that both parties had to follow. And there was never a question that there would be observers. There was never a question that you had the right to challenge a ballot. Why can't that work in the state of Nevada? Well, it can't work because your governor corruptly changed the laws so that if it was close, they could steal it. And that's what's happening.
Well, it seems to be happening in a lot of Democrat-run states. I hope you got my air quotes there. You know, how do we take this election back from those that are trying to steal it?
Well, we're going to court here in Nevada. We're going to court in Pennsylvania. We're going to court all over the country. You know, I was just on with one of the president's pollsters getting an update. And, I mean, when you're up by 500,000-600,000 votes, 200,000 votes, 150,000 votes in these states, you know, in the history of our democracy, having that many votes be found in the moments after the election is, let's just say we're making kind of dubious history. It's not mathematically possible, and it's disgraceful. And I think the big problem is it's only happening in states and run by big city socialist mayors who aren't allowing us to be part of the process. And they need to understand if we're not part of the process, we are not going to accept the results. And the world's not going to accept the results. And it gives America a real black eye.
Yeah. Governor Sisolak, Governor Newsom, they're all over out there in the blue states. Will the evidence, the physical evidence that is coming out, the videos from, say, Project Veritas and just videos that are showing up online of, you know, people wheeling in all of these ballots who have no affiliation with a postal service or with the different groups, are those going to be used in court as well?
Absolutely. All this evidence, including for your listeners, if they have evidence, I encourage them. We've put out on Twitter websites they can go to report evidence. They can simply put the evidence online so people can read it on these social media sites. But it's really important. This creates the case. And once again, it's a simple thing. Transparency, so that Trump supporters are allowed to watch the process, especially in counties like Clark County that are run exclusively by Democrats. It's also allowing the media to see that there was a transparent process. And we got to make sure that every legal, compliant ballot is counted. The Trump team is not saying don't count ballots. The Trump team is saying count every single one of those legal ballots. But in that process, you have to have enough of a system so that corrupted ballots don't change the outcome. And that is, unfortunately, what is happening in too many of these states.
And you don't stop counting. Matt, is there another site that people can send the evidence to, say, with the Trump campaign that's outside of social media? Because social media, now we've learned, is just, that's just censorship. They're already working with the Communist Party.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to go to Donald Trump's website, and I will talk to the campaign to make sure that there is a venue to accept that information. Or they can follow me on Twitter and find the information, those websites I've been able to put out.
Okay,
and they can also
perfect.
Go to the Nevada State Party.
Perfect, because when it comes to Facebook and Twitter, I don't trust them absolutely at all. So,
that's because you're a smart woman.
Yeah. Well, I'm also smart for following you and Mercedes as well. So all of my love and prayers for you and Mercedes, and thank you for all you do for the American Conservative Union and, well, for us conservatives here in Nevada.
Well, God bless you too. Keep up the fight. We're going to win this thing.
We are. Thank you so much for joining us today. There goes Matt Schlapp. And we will, because we care about this election enough. I'm not saying that we haven't cared about previous elections, but you show me a president in the past that has had people taking off of work, using their weekends, whatever spare time they had, bringing the family out, waving flags, driving in caravans for hundreds of miles just to show the flags waving on their vehicles to support this president. This president is beloved by the American people, not the communists. Not the people who want to push communism and Marxism through this country like a wildfire. And that is exactly what will happen if Biden-Harris tickets get in there. Because it's not the Biden-Harris ticket. It's the Biden-Harris, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Bernie Sanders, Ayanna Pressley, all of those who just want to take everything you have and give it to others. In the name of fairness? In the name of equality? No, not equality. Equity. They want to put us all on the same playing field, having the same health care, having the same cars, having the same houses, having the same. And you know what? It doesn't work. And the bigger problem is the fact that they will not be participating in that. Just like the Affordable Care Act. The politicians' families, the politicians' staff, anybody that worked in Washington, D.C., lobbyists, those people did not have to participate in the Affordable Care Act. That was just a punishment being put on you and I. Now think about this. Think about the numbers. When they keep talking about how 20 million Americans in this country don't have health care. And so they push all of this upon everybody to drive our rates up. We lose the doctors that we wanted, even though we weren't supposed to. But that's how craptacular their program was. 20 million Americans. Can somebody tell me how many million Americans live in this country? It's all about spin. You know what spin is? Where you take information and you spin it to your purpose. The problem with this is that in to help 20 million Americans, you are now, well, basically messing over. Let's see. Let's do the numbers. The United States of America has a population of about 331,883,986,000. So that would be 311, almost 312 million Americans that have health insurance, that they're okay. Yet they're going to destroy systems. They're going to destroy other people's choices, other people's establishments for 20 million. We have a voice. And this time around, our voice will be heard. We'll wrap up the show coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Thank you to everybody who's participated in the show and tried to participate in the show. Sorry about the wonky phone lines, but when everybody calls in at once, it's called you lock up our system. So sorry about that. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to noon, live, local, whatever you want to talk about. There's some water issues going on and there are some local things that we need to talk about. So we're going to try to focus on that tomorrow. Do have the information for you now that Matt Schlapp was just talking about. You can report any case, help stop voter suppression, irregularities, fraud. Report what you are seeing at DJT, get it, Donald J. Trump, DJT45.co/stop fraud. DJT45.co/stop fraud. I will post this. Actually, I did just post it on my Facebook page, but I'll also post it on the 99.1fmtalk.com website where you can also answer today's poll question. And for those that are still stressed, and I thank you for the email. Yes, I do try to stay positive. And I got a question here about how do I do it? Well, I don't watch mainstream media. I watch Tucker Carlson and I record that and I record him or I find his show online for a little quick break. Sometimes I watch The Five when I'm not in the mood to hear Juan Williams' voice. I don't. Sometimes I have to be in the mood if Donna Brazile's on there. I don't. But I like Greg Gutfeld. You know, I like his no-nonsense attitude, so I watch him. But other than that, I don't watch local news. I don't watch national news. I go onto the websites that I trust. I go onto Breitbart. I go onto PragerU. I follow the people that are putting the information out there, like Operation Freedom with Dr. Janda, Dr. Dave Janda. And he gets people on there from the military. They know what's going on behind the scenes. I follow different things that will give me things to think about. Not everybody has the answer. Not everybody has the same voice. I am not Catholic. I wouldn't even say I'm what is Trump saying he is now, universal Christian. I'm Christian. I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. But if you are Catholic, Archbishop Vigano has been putting out letters to the president. He has been on quite a bit and talked about quite a bit on a site that I follow, and that is Dr. Matthews. He's on YouTube. I watch his YouTube channel. You have to break yourself free. You have to break yourself free of the mainstream media. And for all of those 66% who voted and said they're more stressed now from the poll question yesterday, turn it off. Turn off mainstream media, even just for a night, a couple of days, and you'll be surprised how much more relieved you feel, how the stress level has come up a bit or gone down a bit. Start living your life again. If a restaurant or someplace you want to go requires you to wear a face mask and you don't believe in it, don't go there. Find someplace else. Find the truth. And the truth, in my opinion, is that God is watching over us. And we need to live our best lives. And to live our best lives means to not live it in fear, not live it cowering at home, not live it with a mask on so you can't breathe or you're breathing in your own toxins and bacterial infections are now creeping up on everybody. Flu numbers aren't even being registered now. They're just all saying it's COVID, and it's all a lie. I love you. Breathe easy. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.